A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new.
Woo!
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I must go back to Scream and see Mike.
It was wonderful to hear her say scream.
Cream! Y'all, I swear to God, if she walks into Mike's house and that crib is there, they will have made come true all of my 90-day dreams.
Oh,
cream!
It'll be like that Sissy made in Facebook of the horror movie Cream.
Cream!
Which, by the way, y'all, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween-y.
If you're listening to this on Halloween, that means you're on Reality Gaze Plus because you get this 24
hours. We appreciate you.
That means you get it 24 hours earlier than anybody else on the regular free feed. So it is Halloween for y'all. So, but if you're listening,
I've got a candy hangover.
Yeah, if you listen on the free feed, you probably have a candy hangover on Tuesday like Poodle did.
I ate too much candy yesterday.
I'm never bringing you candy ever again. I thought it'd be nice for you to have tonight. We did a little snack on a little bit here. I didn't know you were going to eat it all in one sitting.
I don't bring candy in the house for a reason.
I know now why. Boy.
I can't control myself. You know why it's even worse that it's fun size? Because you just keep going back. Like, I wouldn't eat a whole candy bar.
Just a little bite?
Yes, that's the problem.
Well, y'all, we hope that you had a good Halloween. You didn't find any razors in your chocolate.
Or you didn't ingest any fentanyl.
Yeah, fentanyl.
As someone, my mother forwarded me an email. They look like sweet tarts, Jay Bird. She didn't say that.
God.
Y'all, no one wants to give away their fentanyl.
No one wants to give away their fentanyl. Mm-mm. No one. No one, y'all.
I listened to some NPR show about the way that rumor got started of razor blades in apples and things like that. Turned out it all started with the Tylenol murders where it was a big thing where someone murdered like seven people. They put cyanide before there were tamper seal things in Tylenol.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, but that was the hysteria. And then the other examples were from kids actually dying from Halloween candy. They documented that almost all of them were from adults where the kids had found drugs that either the parents or something like that had and ingested them, and the parents made up that the kids were into Halloween candy.
Wow.
There's y'all, so that's all been debunked. Yeah. So it's just another thing for you to be scared. Because here's the thing. People who are scared are compliant. They'll do anything that a scary voice tells them. So remember that next time you hear something from your news media, because they love it when you're scared.
That means you'll keep watching them.
Yeah.
And you'll keep listening to their advertisers.
Yeah.
And they'll keep making more money.
Yeah. So interesting how that works.
We hope, y'all, that I hope that this Halloween you let it you have a good scare on Halloween and then leave fear behind you and stop living in fear.
Yes.
There you go.
Or watch a really scary like Barbarian, which I watched on Max. It's so crazy. HBO Max. So I watched it last night. It's a really good horror movie.
Boy, you really sugared out and watched a lot of shit last night.
I did.
All right, everybody. Let's jump into
this. The Watcher's kind of good, too, if you want something a little bit. I was disappointed in a little bit, but it's fun.
All right.
The Watcher is fun. If you think too much about it, it'll piss you off. But it's fun.
All right. That wasn't the best sell.
Good cast.
Yeah.
Margot Martindale's in it. It's worth seeing.
All right. You done?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm done.
Y'all, so...
And Jennifer Coolidge.
She's in everything. Good for her.
She is in everything.
I want to let y'all know that we're going to... What was I going to say? I was going to... Oh, Love is Blind, y'all. Love is Blind. If you're on Reality Gates Plus,
Love
you already got...
Blah, blah, blah.
But if you're not, y'all, I'm telling you, we've already... We have early access, so we've already seen the episodes that are dropping on Wednesday. There's not a dud.
It's
good.
I'm going to say this without reservation now. Best season yet.
Yes. It's the best season.
I needed to know what happened today, and I watched a little more than I should have.
I know. You should have. You didn't. And how was the beginning of episode 9 that you saw?
Very good.
It's good. This season, like season 3 is just right. It's the Goldilocks of Love is Blind.
It's that boyfriend dick that hits all the spots.
Oh, yeah. Woo! And gets along well with your mother.
Which is impossible.
Impossible. It's that perfect, y'all.
I agree.
So anyway, if you're on the free feed listening to this and you want Single Life 24 hours earlier, if you subscribe to anywhere on the Reality Gaze Plus, even at the $5 tier, you get this show 24 hours earlier. If you want to do the $8, and you'll get Love is Blind. So in the $8 tier, you'll get this show commercial free. So there you go, y'all. There you go. Also, announcements. Kate Casey, we have a show December 3rd. Well, she
has
a show
Improv.
At the Improv on December 3rd.
We're guesting.
Special small guest. We're not, I don't want y'all to think we're like
special
the whole hour.
Lowercase g. And now I'm a big G. Girls think I've got the money. $100 bills. If you were from where I'm from, then you God. Would know. Your hair is insane right now.
I know.
I can't look at you.
Well, it's just got to keep growing. So,
I can't look at you.
That's going to be on December 3rd at the Improv in Los Angeles. And also, y'all, I'm going to be doing Don't Tell My Mother, Nikki Levy's show, that podcast that we all enjoy. Well, she's doing a live show November 19th at Dynasty Typewriter, where we had our first show in Los Angeles. So you can go to our Linktree link for both of those things and get tickets. We will see you there.
Lineup looks great.
I'm excited. I'm excited. So what else? That's it, right?
Yeah.
I think that's it. All right. If you're somewhere in Los Angeles and you see someone just swirling around in the night sky flying on a broom, that's just Poodle on Sugar. That's just Poodle on Sugar. Just
looking for a vampire to fuck me.
With another candy bar.
You'll just see me, and I just all of a sudden turn into a bat.
Exactly.
Hey, boys.
All right. Let's talk about
I become a bat one day a year.
Veronica.
This is Single Life Season 3, Episode 8, Until We Meet Again.
It almost that name, I thought, this can't be the finale. But no. Some of the character arcs felt like they were done.
Me too.
Like, Tania feels like she's done.
I agree, but next week... We saw a promo for Tania to date a woman.
So we don't know.
Yeah. I think Veronica might be done.
Again, we think so. But I don't think she is, because we need to see This started with Veronica and Tim.
Yeah.
Talking.
Oh, it has
so
to be.
So we need to see Veronica and Tim.
You're
and
right.
Her talk about it going. You're she's right. got to talk
it's,
to Tim.
So it's not going to be a smothered style end.
No. I'm still a little upset at that finale. Really dropped it.
They need to do better.
They do. And when you go on Discovery Plus, the screenshot that they use for it is, what's her name in that terrible wig she was wearing?
Shay.
Yes.
The wig that you order when you're like my best friend's mom.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It was prematurely gray.
Yeah. Okay, so Veronica is Justin asked her to go out this weekend, but she said she
hasn't seen him in weeks.
She hasn't seen him in like three.
Barely talked to him.
They've been doing some family stuff, but she said I'm hearing less and less for him.
And that she and Tim have had a falling out after the whole boundary discussion.
Yes, and she's like
she doesn't have no one to talk to.
Veronica's like
even Chloe, who probably shouldn't be that involved in her love life.
It's like, Mom, you're on your own. Mom, I don't know what's happening. So Veronica's like, is he a fuckboy? I'm gonna have to figure this out on my. I love that she said fuckboy. I love that Ina Garten said fuck in the middle of a 60 Minutes interview.
What?
God, I love her.
What?
She did. She was talking about something in the interview, and she's like, da da da. She's like, they're probably wondering what the fuck I'm doing or something like that. And they beeped it out. Ina Garten, people said, like, are you any,
I love it.
People said, are you any different than you are on TV? She's like, I'm basically the same, except for I cuss a lot more. National Treasure. Her new cookbook is good. No, I was flipping through it. It's really
so
good.
Crazy. Okay.
I'm saving myself.
Your mic condom is off.
I'm saving myself tonight. To eat, I sound like I'm really saving myself.
That ship has sailed.
I have self-restraint. I've had candy in a bowl sitting there for 4 days just looking at me, and I haven't had one.
Why don't you eat it?
Because I'm waiting for Halloween.
Come on. No one waits for Halloween
so
to eat candy.
I'm having tonight. Going to make some popcorn, get a Dr. Pepper.
What are you going to watch?
Dr. Pepper Zero. I'm going to watch Hocus Pocus 2. I've been waiting for it.
Oh, your scary movie of the year.
Yes. I might call you frightened. It better not be like The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
It's Hocus Pocus is not supposed to be scary.
Well, it could be.
Barbarian kind of scared the shit out of me.
Well, I'm not watching that. So, okay. So, Veronica, I will say, y'all, I fucking love Veronica because she didn't say it before, but bitch went on this date just to be this guy like,
this is a revenge date.
This is a revenge date.
I feel seen. I have had this used. This was peak poodle move in my late 20s, early 30s when I started knowing my worth.
Yeah. She looks real good, too. She put her boobs out.
This is a textbook revenge date. She knew exactly what she wanted to say to this fucker.
Oh, yeah,
when she
did.
Went there.
Basically, he had only one way to get in good graces, and that was to deeply apologize.
Oh.
And it's because when she walked up, she's like, well, someone has been ignoring me.
I was there for it. So it was interesting what happened here. And then he's like, you've been ignoring me. Then she says, he's like, well, I might not be putting in every effort. And he's like, when I get my kids, I guess I just forget that anyone else is there. And Fuck off.
He's like, Veronica came in really aggressive. I went, yeah, this is a revenge date. She's here to fucking drag you on television.
This guy, let me make no bones about this. This guy's a piece of shit for a couple reasons. And let me tell you, let me lay my case out like Clarence Darrow.
Okay.
There, he went on a dating site already knowing he's pretty enmeshed with his ex who may want to leave town at any time. I guarantee you this is not something that newly happened.
No.
It also could have been that the ex, we did never meet her now, saw this was happening and said, yeah, I need to keep my hooks in him. Let's go back to Florida.
Yep.
But he but Veronica said, you prioritize your ex over me. That is 100% true.
It's true. And she didn't bring it up at this dinner, but I wanted her to say, and you came for me and made me stop a relationship
That's
with
what I'm
my
saying.
Ex.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he's a piece of shit.
The hypocrisy.
He's that was and, my next Clarence Darrow point. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yes.
I'm. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Clarence.
I'm not finished with Inherit the Wind yet.
She's wagging her finger, y'all.
And the party of the first part, the party of the second part. She says it's a double standard.
Are we recording? Okay, we are.
Then this bitch has the gall to say, well, you know, where do I fit in? She says, where do I fit in your plan? So, well, maybe you could go down there. And she said, this is so good. This is a record. You're asking a rhetorical question when you already know how to answer it. Technically not a rhetorical question, but that's not the point. It's a non-question.
It's a non-question.
It is a question that is used to break her. He wanted her to be responsible for breaking up with him.
Yep.
Because he doesn't want to be the bad guy. All answers point to he is a piece of shit, Your Honor. The prosecution rests. Give him the chair.
I will say, he's not a piece of, he is a piece of shit, but he's also a piece of wet blanket shit. Because he's just so
they're
like,
the worst.
He's just so like, about it.
He's not even hot to me anymore.
Well, he did dick her down good.
Yeah.
Apparently that was, I hope Veronica at least got some good dick from it.
But this, y'all, don't let men try to convince you that they let you be part of her. I'm so glad Veronica did not follow his shitty logic.
No.
She called him on it.
No.
And she also refused to apologize. Because he was trying to say, oh, we both were responsible.
She was like, no.
Yeah.
She cut.
Good
she
for her.
She talked with Tim and cut things up. And Jesse even said, do you think your actions were destructive? And she was like, I hope you enjoy your life in Florida. No.
Yeah. And then he said, the producer asks him, do you think you lied to her? And he's like, well, I wasn't malicious in my intent. You lied.
You lied.
You lied. You said you were being here. You thought you saw something with her. You lied. Either you had deluded yourself that you were separate enough from your ex and you wanted to have an independent life, or you just wanted to get in her pants.
Ding, 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 ding. Because Veronica's hot. She's very confident and set. So, like,
big old boobies.
Y'all, she's good in bed.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing. And so,
neither of us have experienced that.
No.
Just what we're saying.
No, but you can just
tell. She's lovely, though.
We're not saying that because we're friendly with her. I would say that even if we didn't know her. You can just tell. She reminds me, you know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of our friend Ibia.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They have the same, and y'all, and that I know from her stories that she's freaky deaky in bed.
She is. So, she says, you can go torture someone else who lives in Florida. And what's interesting here,
instead of me, that forgot that part, instead of me, and she walks off.
These days, I don't really advocate for a revenge date unless you're going to do it at the end after they've paid. But I must say, this was warranted.
I think he's fucking his ex-wife.
That's probably an apt thing.
Yeah. I think he's still, mark my words, in 2 years, they'll be back together.
The thing about this, and I understand, they have kids together.
A lot of people do this,
His explanation was saying, would they have their whole support, their whole family is in Florida. I want to know why you moved.
Yeah. Well, maybe you had a job or something.
True. So, but what's different? He still has a job. I think there's
maybe the pandemic, they went mobile.
Right, that's
we
what
don't
I'm
know.
Saying.
Yeah.
There are circumstances we don't know that don't actually match up. That's why I'm sure that there's more to this story. I don't think what Veronica sees is that he's not really thinking of even his own interests. He's only thinking of the ex's interest.
Yes.
He's not even thinking of his interest.
No. He's thinking of the
yeah. Yeah. And so that's what feels weird. Because he had told her, we may be moving to Florida.
Y'all, look. if somebody, go with your gut on this. If your gut feels like you're in a relationship with someone and their ex,
ugh,
then you are. There's a difference of someone.
It's a threesome and not the good kind.
Yeah. If there's a difference in talking with someone's ex. Someone having a relationship with their ex and their child and they're raising a kid together.
Yeah.
But like in Natalie's, I don't think that the way Josh was talking about his ex-wife, they were close, but it was still different. It wasn't like he was talking about like we hang out all the time.
Right. I think what the different thing was is when he started saying things like, I may be going to Florida, he's like, it's just, we're talking about it. And you can see him trying to explain a point of view where you feel like your partner or someone you're dating is protesting too much of saying, well, I don't want to do this, but it may be better for them to do this. And you feel like they're going through, they're really spinning in circles trying to explain everything away.
Ugh.
They're too enmeshed. Yeah. And it's hard when you co-parent.
That's all I have.
Yikes. Me too. Can we talk about me now, Mom?
Hush, Pee-wee. We're going to pack and we'll go back to Vegas. Maybe for a little bit, though.
No, Mom. I don't know. It's going to be cold in Canada. Are you going to wear a scarf over me?
Oh, you might freeze off, Pee-wee. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
It's official, y'all.
She's...
Debbie's going to become a Canuck.
Da, 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 da. I love that all of our Canadian sissies have messages going, no!
That's all we need.
Yeah, that's all you need.
So he's going to go to help her pack. There's not a lot here.
There's not. Basically, they pack, and she leaves two suitcases, and she's moving to Canada. And so she's pack up, and then basically they're driving. She's saying, I'm having a panic attack thinking about Colt. And he's like, I know, we'll get through it together. And Tony's like, it's sad not going to have you in the bed. And she's like, I know, it's going to be sad not having you in the bed.
Oh, God. No more After Dark theaters for me.
Oh, I hope so.
Later on, she's at the storage unit with, and her Marina. Friend Marina comes up and hasn't talked to Colt yet. And she tells Marina she's going to Canada. And she's like, okie dokie.
She goes, wow, you got guts, girl.
She's like, I'm happy for you, but I'm also scared shitless. And then she's like, you know what Colt showed me? That I was actually emotionally an available mother. Can you believe that? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's right. He's been talking to the correct therapist.
That's why Colt is emotionally unavailable. Yes. He learned it from watching you, Mom.
He shut down.
Yes.
You shut down and you get angry.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's Colt talks. She talks about how Debbie says.
This was interesting.
It was. That he means everything to her. She was married to this gentleman named Steve
Pregnant
before.
At 17.
Pregnant at 17.
17, I learned the moon was more. No, sorry. I learned the what truth at 17. Is that Joan Baez? I think so.
I'm going to turn your mic down.
Now, that's a lesbian song.
And so, she had a premature baby. And then Steve went to war. He came back. He was
right.
A different person. They broke up. And then she met Colt's father. And Colt was born 3 months.
Janice Ian.
Sure.
That's who's saying I learned the truth at 17. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, excuse me.
No, wait, that was 17, yeah.
You good?
Big lesbian song.
You good now?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, sorry.
That was loud.
That was really loud. That was really loud. So, he went off to Vietnam, Steve did.
Yeah, came back.
Came back,
he was
not the same.
Not the same,
which,
sadly.
Happens.
So they divorced, and then she met Colt's dad. She said Colt was born 3 months early.
And they told her that she could not have any more children, and Colt was her miracle baby. And she said, I wanted to meet Tony, but I'm still afraid he'll blow up, just like Debbie does.
And Debbie says, and I worry that if he comes at me, Tony will try to defend me.
Yeah.
And then Tony will punch
Colt in the face.
when the Marine said something, I've never heard this expression, but when she said it, I went, that's good. She said, well, you need to clear the air or watch the cloud of dust. Have you ever heard that, Ed?
No.
I've never heard that little...
Yeah.
Watch the cloud of dust.
That's all I've got for there. But before we move on to...
Watch your own cloud of dust, no. And we're going to take a commercial.
But before we move on, yes, let's take a commercial break.
Or a cloud of glitter in our case.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Sun's out, buns out, sun's out, buns out. I'm gonna date women.
Ole women, oh way, way, way.
This is such a strange way for this to go because it feels like Tania's in Aruba. And it hasn't been going well with men, so why not take girls? It feels like a second option, that where the first option was more desirable and the second option, like, what do I have to lose?
Basically, yeah.
I don't love how this is shaping up. I don't know if she's ever said she was bisexual. Not that everyone has to come out, but it feels, to me, this feels like her bisexuality or her impending attraction to women may be due to the fact that she's striking out with men. And I don't like the message that sends.
Yeah, because it makes it sound like it feels binary, but
it does.
Possibly. I didn't fully get that, but because she didn't say it, but it does feel like that a little
bit. It's like she went through all of Aruba, and it's only women left.
So she meets her sister, Andrea. She's pretty, too.
This is not the sister we were introduced to before, by the way. This is not Skeksis' daughter.
This is another sister. They share the same father. Mm-hmm. Not the same mother. Do you share your daddy with anyone?
Oh, I don't even know these days.
You're just locked down in that dungeon for three days, not knowing what's happening.
Sometimes he smells a little different, but he tells me he's faithful. That's fidelity for us.
As long as that monthly deposit hits on the 11th, you're fine.
So long as there's bread in the cupboard, you know what I mean?
If there's bread in the cupboard, there's dick in the ass.
Exactly. Wow.
So Tania says, my sister has been like a rock for me. We're good friends. Yada, yada, yada. And so
she's saying things like, don't block yourself off. Accept anything that comes your way.
And you realize that these sisters just tell each other what they want to hear.
Also, I feel like this was filmed after Tania decided to date women.
Yeah. It hit them like an after. Yeah.
I'm no shade. All shade. T, Tania's segments have been pretty pathetic this season.
They've been real. We expected more. It was pretty boring. Yeah. But you know what? So were Sentience. Remember? They were just good when it was him and Tania.
Yeah.
And then once it was on his own, we were bored.
Yep.
So maybe that's their magic, is them together.
I agree.
So her friend Johnny's had, y'all, this house fucking Johnny's staying in.
I'm really wondering who all these expats are who are living in Aruba. Are they trust fund kids?
Somebody's in here as a club promoter,
is it
a
that
music
cheap
person or something.
To live there?
I don't know. I guess Jamaica's cheap.
Aruba.
Aruba.
You just said Jamaica.
Aruba's not Aruba, Jamaica. Oh, it's not the same place. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's a separate island.
It's a separate island.
You dunce.
I was combining it because of that Kokomo song.
You thought she was in Jamaica, didn't you?
No. I knew she was in Aruba. I said it and I was hearing the Kokomo song in my head right now.
Do you also think there's an island called Ooh, I Wanna Take You?
Yes.
And Pretty Mama.
Yeah,
island.
That's a big island. Right.
Just take a minute, let that wash over me before I can move on.
I know it's a separate country.
Okay. I don't know sometimes. I don't think they were atlases in the bunker. So, strangely, you knew the map of Oklahoma. That's what you know.
I don't know much about the panhandle. You don't go up there.
But y'all, Bond vibes, good vibes, Bond vibes, as we say.
Bond vibes.
I think if you took out the word vibes from Tania's segments, it would all be like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, it would be.
So she goes kind of...
Now, I will say, Johnny is hot, and he's a douche.
Yeah, What I wonder is if there are sissies who've been to Aruba and can explain this culture to me.
Let us know.
It seems like she's living there.
She's like, I don't like the apps. I just like seeing people organically, especially like at an organic market buying organic produce. Just it's organic.
What I would ask is maybe she's a server at a restaurant. Maybe she's doing some kind of tourism thing. I just wish that was addressed because it just sounds like she's like talented Mr. Ripley-ing all over the Caribbean.
Yeah.
That like she's just got money to burn.
God, that movie. Ooh.
It's hot.
Part of the sexual
Jude
awakening.
Hot. Jude fucking Law.
Oh, God, y'all. God.
Just I wish they could have taken Gwyneth Paltrow out of it altogether. I just have to imagine she wasn't in it.
She was good in that movie.
I don't know if Gwyneth Paltrow can be good.
I think she's a good actor sometimes. I just think she's just not a great person.
I liked her in Sliding Doors. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
She's had some decent performances.
Yeah.
There's just something about it. As soon as I see her, I go, ugh.
I know. I know you do.
It goes deep.
I know.
Yeah. So, y'all, she's talking to this woman who's Cape Verdean. You know who is also Cape Verdean? Darcy and Stacy.
Yes.
Half Cape Verdean.
Manifested.
So, her name is Daphne.
And Tania, basically, it is humanizing to see how nervous and awkward Tania is trying to talk to a girl. I feel for her a little bit that she's doing less TV because Tania goes up and she's like, oh, hi. Hey.
Oh, that laugh.
She just starts laughing. And then she's like, how are you? She's like, I'm good. And Tania's like, it's hot, right? It's hot. Oh, it's so hot here. That's hot. And the woman's like, yeah, it's real hot. I was just telling my husband about it. Oh, you're married?
Who asked?
I'm going to go get a drink.
Doesn't the woman ask her, are you dating anyone?
Yeah.
I just wondered, this is why this felt so forced.
Like, somebody who's married doesn't ask if you're dating someone.
Yeah.
Unless they want to know if you're dating someone.
It was weird. She's like, sorry, where's my fiance? Does anyone know where my fiance is? Get me away from this woman who's not my fiance. Oh,
true.
Well, I do. Anyway, so at the end, y'all, she's going skinny dipping. And I wrote down, is this the end?
I wrote,
but
I
see her next
naked
week.
And I think she's done, but she's not. We see her next week.
Anyway,
But I'm just some average guy, someone who wants to look for love.
Gonna find my soulmate in Ukraine. There may be Russian forces at the border.
I don't care, because love's insane.
Boom. Sovereignty of another country challenged.
That you guys, Bill McFerris or whoever this jazz singer is that they hired out to, he's making all this money from Caesar's segments. It's the same voice, I think.
Yeah, there, y'all. He's packing. Alona's waiting for him, and he's like, "I'm gonna FaceTime her like as much as I can and communicate with her." And is there someone out there? Is there Carl's Wives out there that says, sure, do you think there's a chance for Caesar and Alona? Do you think there's actually one person out there?
Oh, yes, there's some Carl's Wives. I think they're going to make it.
Because we all know this is absurd.
It's absurd.
I can't take it serious. It was all fun when we were doing our sudden death. There were three women who he would can like vote down and throw down an elevator shaft, the other two.
I mean, he wants to come 2 months later to see her. He doesn't know. And he's like, what's going on in the news? She's like, oh, I don't know. And then they go like to the airport and she's getting emotional.
I think this is a class they teach you at the Poodleskaya Academy.
I think so too.
Crying for airport. You pinch side. It's very, it hurts a lot. Pinch side. You need to put bobby pin on if you need to. Mm-hmm. And you say, you cry at the airport. Airport crying. 102.
102. And so, I mean, there's not much to this segment. He says, don't cry. He kisses her on the cheek. He leaves. Alona says, I have a warm feeling for Caesar. It feels like a small part of me just flew away.
Yeah, the money part.
Yeah. And it's funny you said that. I said, what is Olga's trick to crying? And you actually already answered it. I literally wrote that on my notes.
You just got to pinch your right underneath your boobie. The tears just flow.
Tears just flow. All right.
Let's move on to Tiff.
Sorry, y'all. This
was such a poo-poo platter episode. Like,
yeah, and some of them had long sections, and then some of them were literally just a blip. Okay. I'm going to say this now. Because our social media person, Caitlin, she messaged us on Slack today and said, I kind of feel seen by Tiffany because I've totally broken up with somebody through a text that way.
Yeah. I think this was reasonable. This was a very reasonable text.
I mean, have you ever broken up with someone in a bad way? I had once. I don't know.
In a bad way?
Like I once broke up with a guy. I didn't mean to, but on a voicemail. I didn't mean. Well, no, I called him because I was trying.
How did you not mean to?
Well, I was trying to do the responsible thing and call him and say, like, yeah, it wasn't like we only had like 3 dates.
Yeah.
And so
you had to say your drooping eye has finally gotten to me.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I was just going to say it's not our time.
Vestigial tail is just too much for me.
It was, you know, he was a redhead. It's just too much. We're too much out there. And so I called him and normally the phone would, there it would be like, you have reached a message for that. Something happened with the phone. It was just ringing. And then all of a sudden, there was no message or anything. It just went, boop.
Oh, weird.
And it went straight to the voicemail. And I went, if I say, hey, this is Matt, call me back. Then he's going to call me back thinking I want to like date him. And then he's just calling me back for me to say, just kidding, I'm not. Or if I say, hey, this is Matt, I wanted to talk to you about some not easy conversations if you could call me back. Well, he didn't want to fucking do that. We've only been dating 3 times. So I immediately just kind of emotionally vomited and said, gave the whole it's not you, me, I just want to be friends thing.
Oh, that's a classic.
And just left it all on the voicemail. And then he texted me and he said, got your voicemail. Thanks for that.
No one, let me just say this. No one wants to be friends. Stop using it. I don't use it anymore. It doesn't soften anything. Stop saying it.
Have you ever broken up with someone in a bad way? Or like in a clumsy way?
Every time. It's never easy. We need to stop thinking that it's an easy thing and it's a normal thing. It's not.
It's not.
One person's the breaker-upper. The other person is the breaker-uppee.
Mm-hmm.
Break-uppee. And you basically need to say, it's not, I'm sorry. It's not that I don't want to be with you. It's like, I don't want to be with you. There's someone else who I would prefer more. I don't go that way. But so that's the essence.
That is the essence.
And I think when I say,
well, there's not always somebody. Honestly, sometimes there's not someone you
that's
prefer
true.
More. Sometimes
honestly,
it's you.
Honestly, if it's three times, if you've been out three times, that's a text.
I kind of feel like that too.
Yeah.
I feel like, what are the rules? Like,
over a month, that is a...
You've gone out like four or five times, six times.
That's a conversation.
Because he and I had only kissed once on the third day.
Oh, that is a text.
We hadn't even.
Okay, come on.
Ago.
That's a text. That's you. That's on you. That's a text.
Thanks for shaming me.
That's on you. That's a text. Sorry. You need to do better.
I was trying to be a reputable guy. This was years ago. We were roommates then.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. 2 months. 2 months needs to be a sit down, like at the end.
A sit down.
Like, yeah.
I would say 3 months.
Yeah, then that's probably close.
I don't think two months. No, I think.
Maybe 2 months is just a phone call. All
I
right.
I think that's a phone call.
I got it.
Or is 3 months of FaceTime and 6 months is a sit down?
I think these days. I think these days, texting could be for everything.
Or you leave an audio message.
Or a TikTok.
Yeah.
Seven months
is definitely a Zoom call.
maybe you TikTok link. Going, I am breaking up with you from Seinfeld. And you lip sync it.
You lip sync it. Can you imagine if you got a Zoom link and it just said, you just got a Zoom link and under it said, we need to talk.
I think nowadays, I think we're being a little old-fashioned about it. I think it depends on the emotional connection. I think breaking up with someone is always hard. I don't know. Sometimes it's not that hard for me. But I'm honestly, if it's two dates in and I want to see them in a third time, and if I've gone three dates with someone, that means I see a potential of seeing them more often. If it's two, I make a decision there whether it's longer, and I will tell them at the end of that date where I will say, you know, I think it's better off if I don't say we're just friends. I'm like, I think I'll say, you know, I don't know. I don't know if this is going anywhere for us just right now, just to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that's just where I'm at. Mm-hmm. For me, just, I'll say that. I don't say, you might say, can we be friends? I say, I see you more as a friend, which is great because it also doesn't mean I want to be friends with you. It says, I see you more as a friend. It's a great line.
I think I would say now probably something like, I think I would talk about me and say, I just feel like, a setting just not right for me right now.
That's great.
All I need to say. I don't need to talk about what our relationship is.
Exactly.
I don't need to say we have a platonic vibe. I think we don't need to validate. Because honestly, if someone told me, hey, I just don't feel like this is right for me, that would hurt me less if they said, I just think of you as a friend. Because it's about me.
You're
talking about me. And honestly, if you're dating someone for three or four times, do you really have the emotional bank in that friendship or that relationship to comment on that person?
No,
I don't think so.
But it's breaking up is considered to be something that's impolite, so we try to get through it really quickly, and we throw our needs, we sacrifice some of our own self-respect for the other person's, and it never really works out well.
No, it just makes them feel shitty.
Agree.
We support Tiffany for sending it. And Caitlin, it's okay that you sent that text too. You know why? Because you're engaged now to a hot man.
He's hot.
He's hot.
So I just want to say she met her friend after being read for filth last week by her own child.
Daniel fucking Cable.
Dressed her down. Just read that hoe.
Did. Do better, Mom. Do better.
I'm still thinking about how brutal it was.
Oh, that takedown.
Woo! At one point, she's like, you didn't think about anybody. You only thought about yourself.
Yeah, and she just, even like, she goes, ouch.
While putting together a pipe cleaner crafts. Yeah.
Love that kid. That's love brutal. That kid.
So she's meeting Fauna later, her friend. We met Fauna before. And this is what I don't love about this segment. She's like, he promised me he was going to call and explain everything. And she's like, it's empty promises, just like someone else I've been dealing with for 6 years.
Ronald 2.0, that's what she said.
I think you might be projecting a little bit.
Well, yes, and definitely she's super gun-shy about that. Mm-hmm. It just makes you feel even grosser to know that they're back together.
Well, the problem is, y'all, this guy is just a standard-level douche, Fabian is. Ronald is a much scarier person, unfortunately.
But you see how Tiffany gets involved with both of them because yes. You see her, I call it, just her own codependence. That Tiffany, I hope she goes to Al-Anon meetings because since Ronald is dealing with addiction, like she needs it.
I doubt it.
Because you see, she sends this text and she said, I feel like such a bitch. And her body hunched. Yeah. You can tell that she felt bad about that. And I went, that is a perfectly fine text
and
to
the
send.
The thing about it is, she'll be that for a while with someone she's with, but then she'll realize I'm not feeling good. Then she'll weaponize how bad she feels.
Because she feels bad that she's the one that helped get herself in that position.
Y'all, Tiffany's relationship with Ronald, or Tiffany's behavior in general, could be studied as codependent behavior.
It really could.
It is amazing.
I guarantee you she would break up with him and have a better life if she started going to Al-Anon meetings.
100%.
100%.
It's interesting. Y'all, I beg. I'm not asking. Don't tell me if you're a Ronald fan. I don't want to know you.
I don't think there is.
And I don't think there are any Tiffany and Ronald fans.
No,
I think most people just are begging Tiffany never to go back to Ronald. I just think they're together.
No, there's no Carl's wives that are into this. Now, there are some Carl's wives that are very excited that Natalie, she's going back to sequins. She might be getting with that husband again, Carl.
Oh, God. Now, this was interesting. She's doing an interview, you guys, Natalie. And the producer, do you need a moment? She's like, no, I cannot believe Russia attacked Ukraine.
So that this finally, we've caught up that, yes. She's talking about, she said,
mom. She's heard bombs.
She called her mom immediately because her mom lives in Kyiv.
Yeah.
And
Kyiv!
What's sad is they're homeless now.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Her mom's in. First she went to Bulgaria, now she's in Poland. She went to Poland, then Bulgaria.
But was her actual home bombed?
I don't know.
The way they talked about it was like their home and everything was just
I think they
gone.
Said they can't go back.
Like she said, there's nothing there. So we don't know. I need to watch that Single Life special or the diaries.
I think it's a diary.
I need to watch that.
So they're waiting. They're waiting for her to get her refuge, her visa. Sorry, her visa. Refugee visa interview to come so her mom can come to the U.S. And guess what? Who helped? Mike texted her because, you know, Mike.
Her mom's in Bulgaria.
Mike knew her mother quite well. He helped them. He sent money for the ticket. He helped her. And
Mike is a great guy.
After not speaking for 5 months, he was the one who reached out and said, how can I help your mom? He gave her the money for the ticket. She's going back to Skvim to... This is what's interesting about Natalie. Why do you think she's going back? To Skvim, to the wood.
She says that she's going back to apologize to him, and she left her passport and all that. And I'm
that's
like,
true.
You left your fucking passport?
Just send him. Just ask for those things.
I think she's going back because... A part of her still wants to be with him.
I know. That's what I think,
too. Because what he did, this is the fantasy of the White Knight.
Yep.
Who saved her. That's
this is the prince.
Fantasy. And
imagine how sad it would be if your fantasy was Mike.
And now, not only does she love Mike again, but she says, quote, Josh wouldn't give fuck about my mom, honestly. And I went, Josh doesn't even know your mom.
Yep.
You're not even boyfriend and girlfriend. Josh shouldn't step in and pay for your mother.
This was the grand gesture that she had been waiting.
Yes.
Y'all, that's what Natalie
lives by.
Lives by the grand gesture. She wanted
bipolar disorder do.
She wanted Josh to make a grand gesture.
Josh said, "Count on yourself. I'm too busy." I went, "I don't think he probably said that."
And she does acknowledge she's still dating him.
Yes.
And next day she's going back and she's on the way to the airport.
Mark my words, if she has another scene with him, she will punish him for not helping her mother.
Yeah. And I think this scene with this time with Mike is going to be hard to watch as well.
I think it's going to be hard to watch. I think I think we saw a thing where she was hugging him and crying. So that's probably what the boys saw.
I think he won't take her back. I think he'll be pretty cold.
I don't think he's going to want to be back with her.
He'll probably lay it out pretty logically, saying, we're not to be together anymore. I want to do that for your mom.
He is going to want to bang her.
That's probably true.
He's going to, and she might have sex with him for this.
Yeah.
Because it is.
But doesn't he?
Almost how she looks at love, grand gesture, transactional sex. It's transactional.
Don't you think he's aware that he doesn't want to get back into the crazy circus?
We got problems. We got problems, but we just
got to fix our problems.
We're on a problem. I don't know.
That's all I've got for this episode.
I want to say that he thinks it's not, but think about where he is in sequin, and she comes up. Oh,
maybe he'll buy her something from over the fence.
What man do I want to spend my life with, Josh or Michael?
Oh, what? She's a genius at that.
We're done. My iPad now is at 50%. It started at 100. This is fucked. I'm pissed.
I'm sorry.
All right, everybody. That's the show. Thank you if you're listening to this 24 hours early for being a Patreon member, because I'm going to have to buy
you're
a new goddamn iPad.
Wings. Not out of our money.
I'm putting on the business card. You're paying for half of it.
No, I won't.
All right, everybody.
No, you're paying for that on your own. It's your fault you're picking lemons.
This is wow. That, wow. This is...
I'll nickel and dime it, too. I'll get the receipts.
This was still a way better episode than Hey.
Agree.
Right now. So I want to say that Single Life is still...
100%.
One of the best spinoffs of this franchise.
One of the reasons is we've chosen the top tier crazy.
Yes, and we just have newness though. Like this was honestly Natalie's storyline would begin to get stale.
Yeah.
If it was just her punishing Josh, and even though I would have enjoyed it a lot, but now with this Mike thing and Ukraine and this is a whole thing we didn't see.
The thing about Single Life as well is it's a bigger, it's not as much a time investment for the cast.
Yeah.
It's probably, it looks to me like a couple of weeks of filming on and off, where Hey is a huge time investment.
I wouldn't be surprised though, because especially that they didn't put it on Discovery Plus, that they aired it at the same time.
Mm.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're seeing that this show, people are watching it. I wouldn't be surprised if it starts to expand next season and get bigger. Like
episodes. More episodes? I think the first season was 12, but it was on Discovery Plus. The second season was only like 11 and two tell-alls. I think we've got a full episode 9 is next. I think this episode 9 could wind everything up.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
It feels like we're heading towards
And then we could have probably two tell-alls.
I feel like season 4 is going to be a longer one because they're not putting it on streaming. They dropped it on TV first as well.
Yeah.
Maybe they're doing that to get ratings to see. Maybe. I hope they don't.
This is season 3.
4, though. I could see. I hope they
season 4.
I hope they don't do like 15, 16 episodes of 4. I like it.
It's too long.
It's too long. It's a better show.
It's too long.
And it's only 42 minutes.
Yeah.
Which we remember when happily. Anyway, y'all.
Those were the salad days.
Those were the salad days. That's the show, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. Go to our Linktree links where you can get those, buy tickets to come see us in December and November. And we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've been through all the men in Aruba and just have to go on to the women, because that's what the show told us, call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.